The message is like a well. The city may come and go, but the sweet water remains. However, it needs someone to know its whereabouts. These are the messengers, and Muhammad is the last of them. Peace and blessings be upon him.
Messenger of Mercy.
In the last 10 days, it is recommended to look for the night of power. The Quran says is better than 1,000 months, but it is only better by what is brought to it of yearning and love. We are encouraged to seek it out on the odd nights, in the way we are encouraged to break the fast with an odd number of dates and to complete our day's prayers with a single odd cycle of prayer. The odd reminds us of Allah's uniqueness. Ramadan, the ninth month, is an odd month and is associated with the revelation of the Quran, a singular event in the history of mankind. Ramadan increases the earnestness and sincerity of our supplication, especially in the last 10 days when we look for the night of power and intensify our worship and deepen our relationship to our Lord. Tranquility settles on the heart, and we put our passing thoughts and desires and concerns into perspective. Ramadan is a time when the people around us are also making an effort to do the same, and this collective desire to remember God brings a collective sense of calm and well-being, and we can taste the promise made by the Messenger of God that the last 10 days of this blessed month bring freedom from the fire. A wise man, speaking of Ramadan, said, "The racehorse, as it approaches the finishing line, strains its sinews to reach it. Are we stupider than a horse? When the end of Ramadan comes in sight, put in a final burst of effort with your good deeds. Ramadan is the month of generosity and giving, and the seal of our fast is the giving of Zakat al-Fitr, charity for the poor, before the Eid prayer. Giving others the means of subsistence at the end of the month of fasting reminds us that God has sustained us during it."
Messenger of Mercy.